charger.
Oh, man. Oh, we didn't got it going, y'all. We didn't got it going.
Okay. And it's only 10 o'clock.
And, you know, I got my earbuds in. I'm going to have to take it out to charge my phone while we talking, so.
No, you're not. We could just. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Let's just get this 20% worth in.
Right.
All right. This is the Meanwhile Podcast, and this is Kelvette, and I'm here with Aaronette and hey. Lynette.
Hey.
The Etz Podcast. Yes, darling. Let's see. Hold on. I'm about to turn it up a little bit. Turn up in my headphones. Okay. So we are doing an Insecure mini-series, and I am so excited. I was going to start off with talking about what we're going to be doing is this is season two of the Insecure podcast, and we're going to start off with Hella Great. So what are your takeaways from this one, Aaronette? What did you see from this podcast, from the first episode of season two, Insecure?
Okay. So I took some notes. Mm-hmm. So from season two, episode one.
Yes.
I love the fact that it opened with her talking to Mira Issa.
Okay, you love Mira Issa. We love Mira Issa.
I love Mira Issa. Like,
yes, it makes sense.
Like, okay, we about to do this.
Mira Issa got some common sense.
Yes, but that was in the beginning when she was, she was on multiple dates, and then she started rapping about how she's so dead and sad. So I was,
yes,
but she true to herself in the mirror.
Exactly. Oh, so okay. I really like that. Like you said it was her conscience. So yeah. I love the fact that it also, this was like the first couple scenes that Molly, it actually showed Molly in therapy though. Also.
Molly in therapy. There we go. Yes.
She wasn't at that time, like taking advantage of it. You know, she was like, everything's fine. You know, she wasn't really divulging any kind of information, but she at least she went.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And
my squeak. So, yeah, well, my first thing I noticed was that Lawrence looked so fine. He got fine.
He did. He cleaned up, right?
I was like, oh.
But you kind of saw the transition, though, from the end of season one into season two. You kind of saw that transition.
That's what you saw. You saw him just get dumb fine. And then that's the first time that we hear the term. They gave me what I wanted, which was a little bit of nudity. Okay. They gave me a little nudity. And Lawrence was looking good, and then she called him Zaddy. That's the first time you hear that word Zaddy. Which actually is in the vernacular now. People be saying Zaddy.
I say it all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Who you calling Zaddy? Who you be calling? Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, right.
I just call a stranger Zaddy. Just a stranger on the street. Hey, Zaddy.
But everybody knows what it is.
Oh, they do. They do. And I really appreciate Chad in this episode. I was like, Chad, just keep being you. You know.
I appreciate Daniel, too. Like.
Was Daniel in this episode?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general.
No,
like,
we ain't talking about Dana right now. We gonna get to his. We gonna get to his old basic.
I'm jumping. I'm sorry. He on my mind.
Why you gotta be basic though?
I don't like Daniel. I do not think is Daniel cute. That's first of all.
He got his, you know, music draws. Okay, so, and he's into music.
He's not cute.
It's cute. He got that smile though. Like
he is.
That smile that make you melt. Got them. That Colgate smile.
He okay. Like,
he's short.
No. He looks short.
Yeah, he seems to be short on the shorter side. He's shorter than her.
Yeah. But Lawrence, he is the one. Oh, boy.
I'm always Team Lawrence, like, all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But then when he was messing with this new girl who he ended up dumping.
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you skipping ahead?
I'm sorry.
You're just jumping ahead.
I just got a lot of thoughts. I got, like...
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about Tasha. Tasha. And I want to say that the first time we see Tasha, that's when she, you know, when she called him a zaddy. But the other thing that keeps coming up in this episode is finally the TV show within the TV show. And you get to see a little more Due North, one of our favorite shows. If Due North was real, I would watch it. Absolutely. Okay, so on this episode, we start off, she's giving us a little app life. She's, you know, she's out there on these apps. She's on the Bumble and on the Tinder and all the apps. And what she realizes is that she wishes that she was back with Lawrence, you know? All this dating ain't what it's cracked up to be.
And I feel like even with that, I think it's more of a guilty conscience at this time.
You think it? Okay.
Because of how it ended, not because that it ended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the competition side to it, too. Because now it wasn't just her in the picture.
Right. Right.
It's like that inner competition that we all have inside of us. Like, I'm losing, you know? Not so much about the relationship, but you're just losing something that you felt that was yours.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what the thing that happens in this episode is Lawrence has not been really talking to Issa, but she gets a piece of his mail. And when she got a piece of Lawrence's mail, he had to come to the house to pick it up. So he was going to get jury duty. And then she said, you got to get this mail. You got to get this mail or you going to go to jail. She sang a little song. So letting you know that Lawrence had to come to the house. So she tries to have her friends come over for a wind down so that when Lawrence comes, it'll look like she got it going on. And as we know, the party goes awry and they end up setting the house on fire. And the episode ends, she's cleaning up after the party, and Lawrence comes by after the party's over to pick up pick up the mail.
Right.
And what ends up happening was very brief.
Very
brief. Didn't look very fun.
Mm-mm.
Why do they keep trying to do it on couches? That it just looked uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
It looked awkward. It was brief. Like I said, it was very brief. It was offensive. It was real offensive.
They need to talk about it. And it pales in comparison to his other experiences.
Right, right.
When he was with Tasha. Oh, my God. Ash, explicit.
Sheesh. All right. So my question is, why did Lawrence do it?
I think it was just in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
He was there.
And I think he still has feelings, too.
Yeah.
The feelings was there.
He might have had just... I don't know, because after he did it, it was kind of... It was hella awkward, okay?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Because he was like, all right, I got to go. And he gave her a kiss and then walked out. And it's like, right. Are we not going to talk about this?
Right.
Like, that's the first thing, like, hold on, time out, flag on the play. What is this? So it kind of just left her in a position like, okay, well, maybe that did mean something.
Maybe it didn't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But once we get to episode 2, that was the first thing right off the bat.
All right, talk to us about it. Hella questions. What's going on?
Right. The first thing Molly said, what she say? Was it a fuck you? We back to a fuck we a back together? Fuck, or a fuck you? Fuck.
Okay. That's what she said. She was like, "What are we doing here? What is this? What did it look like?"
And it's like, I don't know.
Right.
So she is hoping for it to be that it means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at this point, I thought about the big things in this episode were the fact that they were kind of renewing their relationship or whatever. But also it was about Molly and how she was shooting all over herself. You know, in her therapy session, she was talking about wanting to be part of the boys club. And
she was obsessing about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And when Molly starts obsessing, it gets out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she starts losing herself and her the core of who Molly was in that industry.
Right. Right. She looked desperate. And that's not how she looks at work at all. Yeah. And then the other main thing about this episode was that they talked about the conflict with We Got Y'all.
Why did
The diversity was not there.
It was not, because the crazy part that got me was when they opened up to the whole scene of We Got Y'all, and Frieda was like, well, should we critique the curriculum to a more, should it be more culturally? Mm-hmm. She said something about that. And then the two other workers walked in and was like, well, our teacher only speaks Spanish, and we asked her to speak English.
They're like, we asked her to learn English and she didn't. I was like, wait, you can't ask her to learn English.
And what got me was that as soon as and mind you, he's a vice principal.
No, he was the principal.
No, it says Vice Principal Gaines.
Oh, Vice VP Gaines? Okay.
It was Vice Principal. When they walked into his office, it was Vice Principal.
VP Gaines, okay.
Because I thought he was the principal, too. But no, I watched it. He was the vice principal. And it's like the principal. So when he said what he said, it was an issue.
Right. So what you think about that, Lynette, about We Got Y'all going into the schools? Because what happened is all the students were not coming to the group, so they asked the principal, and he ended up pulling a different population of students to come to the group. And that's not the population that the school is mostly comprised of.
Right.
So what's your thoughts about that?
See, I felt like it was like a underlying prejudiciousness in the minority groups. Like, it was weird to me. Like, they're only pulling on one specific culture.
Mm-hmm. That's a good observation, because I didn't even realize that until you just said it.
Mm-hmm. So they're talking about...
Yeah.
No, I was listening.
No, go ahead. What were you just going to say?
No, I was just going to say, so there's like racism within the minority group.
Yeah. That's what I saw. That's how I saw it. And I think, you know, down the road, Issa sees it too. But I just think that, I don't know if it had anything to do with how the funding is or how he leans as the VP. But that's what I noticed. I'm like, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the next one, anything else? Any other big takeaways from that episode?
Let me see.
Hella questions.
I still felt that there was like no real resolve yet with Lawrence and Issa, of course.
Yeah. I still don't. I don't think you get that till much later.
Much later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's where that title came from. Outside of We Got You, and Molly's situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because that's the question that everybody was thinking. Like, I got questions about this situation.
Right. Right. I got questions. I got questions. Like, let me find out. Which brings us to Hella Open. hella open. Issa's trying to hook up with all these different guys, and you just see her trying to get into this hoe phase. What is the definition of a hoe phase?
Oh, you mean her hoe-tation?
Yeah. What is the hoe phase and what is the hoe-tation?
Well, the hoe-tation I know of was the men that was on rotation.
Right.
In her quote unquote black book.
So, I mean, does everybody go through a hoe phase?
Nah, I ain't go through that. I didn't go through that.
You ain't go through that phase?
No. I ain't go through a rotation phase.
You know,
however, there could be different levels to the rotation. Like, it could be just like, oh, take me out. Let me get what I get from you and be on my merry way. And then the other way was giving up the draws each time. But I think there's different levels to the rotation.
To the whole phase. To the whole phase. The rotation.
The whole phase and the rotation, because the rotation don't necessarily mean you're going to, you know, give the, like, well, for Issa it was, but like in my mind, in my world, it would be, I'm going on this day, I'm going to take this dude out, he can get me this.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're trying to sugar a little bit.
So like, you know, we have a schedule. Okay.
Okay. You get a little sugar treatment, a little sugar baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
In this episode, I realized that I think a lot of people have a hoe phase. And, you know, when you're in the hoe phase, it is up to you to realize how deep you want to go into it. You know, as I was watching the show, you know, because I personally don't live my life like that. But why you laugh? Wait, did somebody laugh?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. But yeah. As you try to live your best. Well, I hear a lot of cackling. I don't like this. Yeah. This episode, Issa also is talking about trying to hook up, you know, and I just thought about how Lawrence is trash. That's what I got out of this episode.
Okay.
You know, I just felt like this was his turning. This episode was his turning phase of actually being that inner hoe in him.
Oh, he brought out his inner hoe. Okay. Yeah, I just felt like this was him being just so disrespectful. Because Tasha asked him to come to the picnic, you know, and he was helping. He wanted to get the potato salad, go get the pie crusts, you know. But then he didn't even show up for the whole activity.
Well, he showed up, dropped off the chairs, and then was like, you know what? I'm out. He bounced.
Right. Right, he bounced. He was out.
He ghost-like.
Yeah, he did. Yes. And that's what she told him.
That's what she said. Yeah. Yeah, but we also are introduced in this episode to Dro and Candace.
Yeah.
Can't stand that situation.
Yes.
All right, right. This is a hella open situation because Candace and Dro are friends of Molly's from childhood. It sounds like Molly and Dro have been friends since childhood, and he married Candace, and they met up, and they seem happy, and they plan on seeing them next week at the Kiss and Grind. So that's kind of all they said, but at that point, we got to look at somebody from Molly's past. And now let's go to Hella L.A. This is one of my favorite episodes. I think this is where, Aaron, I think this is where you said, I love L.A. Like you were saying, how beautiful the city is. And it's a nice landscape. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But they were going to the Kiss and Grind day party. And this is where Issa really was going into her hotation. And she had just met Felix Bay, and she was going to meet him because she had met him on one of the dating apps, and she was going to meet Felix Bay.
Right. And that was a nice little get together. I wish they did stuff like that here, but they don't be doing nothing.
I agree. I loved it. It looked fun.
Mm-hmm. You just go and have a good time. But I think that that was where we actually, where you saw where her Issa kind of crashing and burning as far as her dating and stuff, her app life with Felix.
Right,
she
thought right.
Felix was about to be it.
Right, and what she ended up realizing is that Felix looked at her picture and he was like, you don't look like this picture. You know? Right. She had braids. It was all long. He was like, this ain't gonna work.
Right.
So, and then this is also where we see two people that come back quite a bit. Dro, and we meet Daniel comes back.
Ooh, Daniel.
Yes.
It's my bro.
Daniel, he comes back. He's kind of playing it cool. He's kind of playing Issa cool. So, I mean, I found that interesting.
Yeah, he was kind of being nonchalant about it. He was still nice because he could have been like, you know what? I ain't got time for you. You tripped the last time we saw each other, and I don't even, you know what I'm saying? He could have just backed away, but he played it cool, you know?
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. Yeah, he played it really cool. He was kind of like, all right, you know, it happened. It happened. You know, what happened? What is what it is what it is.
Right.
This is probably my favorite episode of the series of season two, because this is where you get to see Lawrence going to buy that drink.
Oh my goodness.
Lawrence go buy that drink, and he met those two girls in the store. And these two adorable girls are in the store, and Lawrence had just got pulled over, drops his wallet, and is dropped his wallet, his ID slipped out, and he didn't put it back in the right pocket. So because he dropped his wallet, he gets to the front of the line at the supermarket and didn't have his credit card. So the girls behind him in line end up covering his drinks. And as he's leaving the store, she says one of my favorite lines of all time on Insecure. She said, hey, Dum Dum, where you going with all that drink? That's the best line. She was like, hey, Dum Dum, where you going with all that drink? So he's like, oh, okay. So Lawrence goes back to the house with these two girls. And it actually makes for one of the best scenes in the series, if you ask me.
Of course.
because she says, do you like The Weeknd? And then he's like, yeah, I guess I like his music. She's like, I love The Weeknd. And then she proceeds to do this dance. And I'm just thoroughly enthralled with the dance. I'm like, what kind of dance is that? It was an absolute mess. She was like,
you just pretty much talked about that entire scene from beginning to end.
I'm not even halfway done.
He absorbed what part of the show?
Because then they start triple kissing like they are on MTV Spring Break 1999.
Right.
Okay. They are
real world.
They are giving you real world road rules realness. Challenge. Okay. They are making out. And both girls are going at it. Lawrence is going at it. His eyes are lit up like he is just a kid in a candy store. And I'm just like, Lawrence, best life. Hashtag best life.
I told you that was the beginning of his whorish ways.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
Why he got to be all that? Why you got to be disrespectful?
It ain't being disrespectful. We just call him the how he see it because he already done messed up with old girl.
Mm-hmm.
With Tasha. Thing. So He was like, she called him for, she, if it walk like a duck, if it talk like a duck, it's a duck.
It's a duck.
Because she actually called him out, because that was the whole thing. It's like, why would you apologize for something that you really wasn't sorry for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So because why, he was a, why even bring he, it up?
I if think he was knew, apologizing.
You didn't want to be in a relationship. Sorry.
No, 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 you're fine. I think he was just apologizing because he hurt her feelings.
But he ain't even have to tell her.
It was disingenuine.
Y'all gonna stop ragging on Lawrence.
I love Lawrence. Don't get me wrong. I love him. But on in this season, I disliked him.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I'm right there with you.
I love him, but I disliked him and his ways. I didn't like his ways this particular season.
Well, at this point, Lawrence, I'm going to finish up with Lawrence, and then we're going to go back to that kiss and grind. Lawrence is engaged in a torrid tryst with these two babes, and then he finishes. At this point, the other babe is like, hey, is it my turn? Lawrence says, nah, girl, it ain't your turn. Turns over. And then they proceed to tell him, we've been with a bunch of guys who could get it back up. Right. And he was like, a bunch?
I can't stand her.
He was like, a bunch? I was like, yikes. That sounds like a mighty good time for those two gals. And then this is the second
sounds
best line.
Sounds like an STD waiting to happen.
This is the second best line of the series. She said, you know who could really do it? LaMarcus. I was like, yes, LaMarcus. Give LaMarcus a shout out. She was like, you know who could really do it? LaMarcus. I was like, yes. LaMarcus got a shout out. But let's go back to the real question here. Not is Daniel cute, because the answer is I'm not sure. But Dro and Molly start dancing to slow motion. And at that point, Molly says, you know what? I apologize. I shouldn't be dancing up on you. Candace would not appreciate that. And then Dro proceeds to tell Molly that he and Candace are in an open relationship.
Right.
Now, let me ask this. When he said that, did y'all believe him? Did you believe that he was in a relationship, open relationship that Candace was aware of?
I never questioned it.
I didn't either. I really didn't either. I just kind of took him, I just kind of like took him at his word, because I kind of want to say, like, I guess that's how they doing it.
That's a very good question, because, so what are you saying, Lynette?
Because I feel like, you know, just, I don't know. Candace didn't give off the vibe, so to speak, that she was okay with an open relationship. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, down the road. I know I'm, like, all over the place, but, like, down the road, when they had interactions, like, you would never see her with someone else, or you would never see her flirting like he would in front of, like, sometimes it was in front of her, sometimes it wasn't. It was kind of, like, off to the side.
Okay.
I just never got that vibe from Candace that she was involved in the whole, well, mine is yours, what's yours is mine type deal.
See, and I never even questioned it. You know, I just assumed that Dro was telling the truth.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, because, like, that's a good point. You know, maybe Candace never knew about this. That is a layer. Okay. Add a layer. So what does that mean for what Molly is doing if she never talked to Lawrence about it? I mean, if she never talked to Candace about it?
So if she didn't have confirmation from Candace, I guess that would actually mean that should Molly have asked her?
I feel like she should have. I mean, if it's an open relationship, why would Candace be upset if she did? What would be the reservation outside of the fact that down the road Molly catches feelings?
Very interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, and that episode takes us to the next episode, Hella Shook. And Hella Shook, I feel like the theme of this episode is all about nudes. It's all about nudes. This episode is all about nudes. What are you doing?
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
What are you doing?
Oh. I am downloading stuff to my work computer.
Oh, okay. Okay. What? Any takeaways from Hella Shook?
Do a quick recap.
It was Molly's parents' anniversary.
Yes.
And Molly took Lionel, her date, to the party.
Yes. And I love Lionel.
Lionel was a good guy.
Did she meet Lionel in the beginning of this, though? And she kind of felt like he was thirsty. But this man was like at the top of his game because they went out to a bar. Her and Issa went out to a bar. And then Lionel was trying to, you know, Lionel liked her, wanted to get with her. He's like ahead of his game. And everything that I would think that this character would be a perfect match for Molly.
Right.
But Molly was like, he seemed thirsty. It's like, pump your brakes, boo. This man has
been thirsty dating a guy that's married.
Come on. Talking about going with the flow again.
Oh, that's what's up. She always talking about going with the flow. And that's not what she wants. Because we hear her constantly saying that she wants to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And yet... here she is again. Oh, go with the flow. Go with the flow. That's not true. That's not what she wants, you know? But this
really
episode...
I think that Molly should have not gotten involved with anybody until she was through with her process with her therapist.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, boy. Tell me about
this.
Because
it's clear that she's not worked through the issues that she's dealing with. Otherwise, she would be able to settle down. And wouldn't settle for somebody who's already married. So to me, it's like you need to finish your therapy before you get into another relationship so you can figure out who you want, who you are, so you know what you want.
Sometimes therapy is more ongoing than you might think. So,
well, you know, I know firsthand.
No, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have used therapy services. So I'm curious if you're saying because of how she was very distraught at the end of season one. Is that what you're saying? Like she needed that time?
Yeah, she was distraught. She was confused. And I think her getting into that situationship, whatever you want to call it, messes with your emotions. Even though you have a soul, you just created a soul tie with this guy. And now soul ties go deep, you know?
Some of people may not know what soul ties are.
Well, soul ties usually occur when you have sexual intercourse with somebody on a regular, and there's a connection from soul to soul.
That's my hard to break
because of this intertwining of self.
You better speak on it.
We can't hear because you were go rifling through that bag.
I'm sorry. I was looking for my book because I got a book on soul ties. And that's exactly what it talks about. It talks about how whatever they are tied to whatever is within them now is connected to you because you didn't have intercourse with them and you didn't open yourself up.
Yeah.
So it's like with
a door.
Her,
it's like opening a door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna say this, Lynette, you gotta speak up because we can't hear you. You gotta stop.
I had to take my earpiece out and put my charge on.
Well, put your mouth right up on the thing, and let's do a whole.
I see it.
Let's do a whole episode on soul ties because you know what? I need to learn about this because I don't. First of all, I kind of don't buy it. I don't buy it.
What?
Okay. I don't. Mm. So that's why I'm going to have a whole session on it. Okay? Because sometimes it's just two people hooking up. Maybe it's not that deep.
It's always that deep, though.
But that's the point.
Let me tell you why.
Let's save it. Let's save it. We'll get into this next time. I want a whole episode on Meanwhile, Soul Ties. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay? Because I need you to know that I don't buy it. Okay?
Okay. Sometimes it's true. And okay. I'm going to bring it down your lane.
Come on.
Don't be bringing nothing down my lane.
I'm going to reread my book on that.
I don't even need nothing brought down my lane. Lynette, you got to speak up.
That's what you asking for.
You know what? I don't know why somebody trying to read me, okay? Because, I mean, sometimes it is what it is. You're not all getting all those emotions involved, okay? That's what people have told me. That's what people have told me.
You're not getting all those emotions, and then the next week you having these emotions that may not be pertaining to that particular person, but it may be pertaining to something that they were connected to, and now you don't understand why you feeling that type of way.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to have to read up on it, because you know what? I'm not buying it. I want more. Lynette and Aaronette, y'all better get ready, because I'm going to be here for all of the rebuttal, okay?
Well, let me just say this one thing. Here's an example. Say you screw X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z last week.
Oh, what? Is that three different guys? Is that three?
X, Y, and Z, that's his name. X, Y, and Z is his name. So X, Y, and Z.
Let's give him a name. No, give him a real name so people can, because like I.
LaMarcus.
No, how about Jason? Just try that.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Why?
That's just a made-up name. I just pulled that out of my hat. Use that name.
We're going to do LaMarcus, okay?
Okay.
Ooh, LaMarcus.
LaMarcus is a beast.
So you screwed LaMarcus on Saturday, no, Tuesday. That following Tuesday, now y'all, it was just a thing. You don't get in contact with him. You don't talk to him. That it was just that one time. Then that next week, all of a sudden, you feeling suicidal. Oh. And you don't even know why.
Come on.
Then come to find out in the background, that's something that he battles with.
Mm. You think it's that porous? People are that porous that they can receive other people's feelings like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to have to... Absolutely. We're going to have to go deep into this.
We can talk about that another time. So we're back to Issa and Lawrence.
Okay, let's see. Where was we at?
We was talking about Candace.
Poor Candace. I don't know if she knows. Now that you said that, you're going to have me watching a whole series with a different lens. Because...
Just pay attention to her. Just pay attention to her. Like, even at that dinner... You know, I'm skipping episodes.
No, that's okay. We kind of there though. Yeah.
Even at that dinner, it was so like nonchalant talking to Molly, like nothing was going on. But Molly, on the other hand, is pissed off because he done brought his wife. Like, why you mad?
Right.
Right.
They married.
Right.
And she seems to be clueless to the fact that there's anything going on. Now, to a normal eye, I would have peeked her across the way.
That's it. and as I was saying, this episode is kind of paralleling the two relationships. They're showing you, you know, Dro and Candace and how they have an open relationship. And then at the end of the episode, Molly has this huge tantrum because she finds out that her dad was unfaithful to her mom many, many years ago. It sounds like it was probably 30-something years ago because they're celebrating their
35th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he was unfaithful 30-something years ago. And Molly is having this really adverse reaction. And what do you think that's about?
I think she painted a picture of her mom and dad's relationship that has stuck with her. And it's probably relationship goals for her.
Right. That and has I think now she said that. Painted.
Yeah.
So now it's really messing up her psyche, which is going back. Go to therapy. Finish your therapy, honey.
Right.
Well, that's definitely something you could bring up in the therapy session, you know. But as I was saying at the very beginning, this episode was sponsored by Nudes. Because Issa is in the bathroom about to send some pics to Neighbor Bay. And she also gets into a car wreck at the end of the episode because somebody has sent her a picture that she was looking at while she was driving.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is my question. When is it okay to send nudes?
I would say if you...
I don't know how to...
When is the best time of day to send a nude? Like, I'm at, like, what time?
I guess it all depends. If you have privacy, you can send it whenever you have that privacy. But also, it should be sent to someone that you are actually... Involving? Yes. It shouldn't be just, like, a rando.
But nudes have become the currency in relationships.
Which is fine, but just don't send it to random folk.
How random is random?
Somebody you just...
that you're not consistent with.
Right.
What if you just met them one time? Is that okay?
I wouldn't. No. That's not okay.
Mm-mm. What if you never, ever met them? You just met them online. Should you send them?
That's definitely not okay.
No.
Okay. How many nudes should you send at once? How do you get the best...
Where is this going?
How do you get the best angle? Do you need a selfie stick? These are just questions I have. Oh, I don't know how. I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, my word.
I think a selfie stick would help with your angles if you're trying to get the full body.
Oh, well, I mean, I was just asking for a friend.
Sure. Oh, full body word. Selfie. Yes. Get a selfie
stick. A selfie stick? Oh, well, thank
full
you.
Body, full body selfie.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So this is what happens when you talk to two married ladies. They don't know how to help you. They don't know how to help you. They don't know what angles to see. You know, look at this. Two married ladies. And me.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So let's slide into... Well, this episode ends with Issa being weird with Daniel, per usual. Just like, Issa, give the man a break. With your weirdness.
Yeah.
But it comes later.
What'd you say, Lynette?
It comes to biter later.
Yeah. Well, let's slide into Hella Blows. The next episode, Hella Blows. So here we are, and my takeaway from this episode was, first of all, Aparna, Lawrence's coworker, always wearing that olive green. Like she owned that
all
color.
The time. All
like
the
she
time.
Like she owned olive green.
She wasn't my favorite.
I did not like Aparna. I just didn't feel her. Why didn't you like her?
For no reason or something.
Yes.
She what?
She was arrogant.
Oh, okay.
I just felt like she was trying to nag Lawrence. You know how they tell you, oh, when you're in a relationship, you want a guy's attention, you like say mean things to him and it makes him like you. And I get that. I do. But it just seems so mean. I was like, stop being mean to him. It's my boyfriend, Lawrence. I didn't appreciate it.
And I think she was trying to be like, to me, she acted like she was trying to be done with the culture. And it was just like, nah, bruh.
Oh, Aparna can't be down with the culture.
No. You okay. can't come to the picnic. You can't come to the picnic.
She's uninvited to the barbecue. And
just because you're trying to date a black guy does not mean you're invited automatically.
Oh, man. Aparna, Lynette is uninviting you to the family picnic. You're not getting any of Aunt Teresa's potato salad. Okay, so this episode, one funny thing I did want to say. Thug Yoda was back, and his t-shirt on the front said West, and on the back it said Boast.
You be paying attention to some of the, I did not notice that.
I didn't either, but he didn't want his t-shirt to say West Coast, so he had to make it say West Boast.
I never even paid attention to that.
Me either.
Now I'm gonna have to go back and look at that episode and look and see.
I cackled. There's a bunch of t-shirts that I wrote down, but we didn't get around to. But Lawrence three-dotted Issa, so she goes down to hook up with Neighbor Bay, and Neighbor Bay got a girl over.
Yeah.
You know,
he's so weird looking, by the way.
Who?
Yeah. He looked like he just high all the time.
But you know who he is? Little fun fact.
Yes.
He was on Victorious. He was the one with the dreads that played the piano on Victorious.
Lynette, you want one more even deeper?
What?
I think he's the little boy from Carolina Change, the original.
Really?
Yes. Deep tracks. Deep tracks.
I'm going to have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
On YouTube. But I know for sure he was the dread. He was a boy with the dreads on Victorious that played the piano and wrote all the songs.
Yeah.
That is him. On the Nickelodeon.
He probably should have kept the dreads because he had a funny looking head.
Yeah.
Well, he getting Issa, so he ain't too funny looking. And he had a girl over.
They were really studying. He was so eyeballish, though, you know?
Yeah.
He acted like he was like totally delayed. Like, I don't know.
Oh mercy. In this episode, also, Dro and Molly go to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me talk about this. We missed one whole big scene. Sexplosion. I wish that Cleveland had Sexplosion.
What is that?
Remember when Tiffany invited all the girls to go to Sexplosion? It was like a...
Oh, yes. Yes.
And Tiffany's not, the married
one. I want to say they do have it, but it's not called that.
It was adorable. They had, like, you know, little booths and, you know, about health. And, you know, it was wonderful. I'll be first in line at Sexplosion. Mm-mm. 2020.
They can't call it that, though. They call it something else. They call it, like, Women's Health Conference.
Oh, I would love to go to Women's Health Conference.
That's a nice way of putting it.
If Cleveland has Women's Health Conference, make sure that I am first on the list.
It's probably Women's Health Conference Plus.
Right.
Oh, with a plus. Yeah, because she bought that rubber ducky.
Yeah.
And, then she met up with old Dro at the hotel. Molly met up with Dro at the hotel. And I am still confused. And maybe this is where Lynette is right. Why did they go to a hotel and not to Molly's house?
Or his, if he's so open.
I don't know if they that open. Like, come over to the house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. when Dro was sitting on the tub and his bare bottom was on the tub, I was disgusted. I did not find him attractive. And
his grill is just wrong, okay?
I just don't like, Dro is not good looking to me. And then he stood up and put his towel around him. And then I saw a towel print and I was stressed. I had distress. So I just was like, get Dro off the screen. I am just not into him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. He's not cute.
He's not cute.
Although he cuted up a little bit in season three, but
he was actually he was real cute in season three because he didn't want her at all. He was like, ah, I'm annoyed. So Hella Blows ends with Molly visiting Daniel's house, and the episode ends, and Molly is very, I mean, and Issa was at Daniel's house, my bad. And Issa was very upset because he didn't warn her.
His volcano erupted in her eye and caught a
In her eye. She felt injured. And I was like, honey, if you put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to get burnt. Keep your face away from there, you know. So I was just kind of like, Issa.
So I really felt like she, like, really blew that out of proportion.
I felt like she got way too mad.
She acted as if it was intentional. Like, I'm going to shoot you in your eye. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're out of control when you're manipulating the situation.
I agree. Right.
Oh, boy. Manipulating. He's a man.
That was the nice way of saying it, okay?
Right. Put that BB gun away or you're going to shoot your eye out.
You're going to shoot your eye out. That's what they say.
Yeah. Right. Well, poor Issa was having a tantrum. I'm like, Issa, calm down. And I never say calm down because I want everybody.
You know who he looked like to me? It just kind of hit me.
Who?
Daniel.
Who he looked like?
A buff P. Diddy.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think he looks like him and Lawrence are a mix, and they look like the hot barber. My hot
No. Negative.
They look, I'm going to send you the picture of Lynette. You're going to be like, that looks just like the hot barber. No, I'll show you.
No,
I will show Lynette. He looks just like the hot barber.
Send her a picture. He does. No, he doesn't.
The hot barber is hot.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. He does. He has a beautiful face, too. Okay. So, Hella, and speaking of, you guys are being hella disrespectful. Wait. While we're talking about Tasha and Dro, Aaron, didn't you have some info for us about them?
Well, I learned that I can't remember what season it happened in, but yeah, these characters in real life have a baby together, and Dro had a real life girlfriend and ended up getting Tasha pregnant, whose real name is Dominique, and then Dro's real name is Sir something. But yeah, that was very interesting.
He cheated on his girlfriend with Tasha.
Right, in real life.
Interesting. And ended up having a baby with her. Oh, that's messed up.
But he always talking about how he has openness. Remember, that was the whole thing, like, he really is in open relationships.
Hold on, when he say that?
During one of the wind downs.
Really?
Yeah. So in real life.
Find that.
Yeah, in real life, he has been in an open relationship. And they talk about it. I was like, oh, boy.
Mm.
I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. Mm. Oh, hold on, my ear. Okay, hold on. Okay. Come on, earphones. There we go. So, what else happened in this episode? Because this is the dinner. So, Lynette, you were kind of talking about the dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when Molly had a issue with him bringing his wife to the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that very awkward situation where Lawrence brought the co-worker.
Aparna!
Yeah.
And Issa came in completely alone.
No, she came in with her brother. She came in, had her brother.
She still was by herself. She was with a date. And they had, that was the first time they had seen each other, Lawrence and Issa, right?
Yeah, since the couch incident.
The couch situation.
Yeah.
The situation.
And so Molly had her hissy fit and he checked her. Joe checked her. She didn't like it. And Lawrence and Issa had their little situation. And I think that was that their final, like, this is the end, I guess, for real.
Mm-hmm. I did not like that argument. It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable. That was very uncomfortable to watch.
Right.
Because it was like tit for tat when they could have just talked about it. It mm-hmm. wouldn't have got here if they would have just see, no. Look at you see your phone.
Yeah, I saw it.
he looked
like the cartoon character off the Frankenberry cereal.
Okay, if you ever say he looked like a cartoon character, he is beautiful.
In his own way.
Barbara Bay. That's Barbara Bay. He in the Tation. He in the rotation. I'm just kidding. Barbara Bay. No. So, this episode ends with the big blow up, and then we head into Hella Perspective, which is one of my favorite episodes of the series.
Why?
I love anything that shows the same timeline, but everybody experiencing different things. Like, that's one of, you get me every time. So the fact that we get to follow the story of Issa, Lawrence, and Molly is such a treat. So at this episode, we learn that...
This is with the race, right?
The yeah. race, yes. So Lawrence is in the race. Issa's at the race. And Molly is at the race. They're watching. And at the race, we find out that Tiffany, their close friend, is having a baby.
Right. Oh, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Yeah. We didn't talk about how... In season, let me see, not season two, but episode two, how Tiffany skirted around Derek cheating on her.
Well, they never say what happens.
Yeah, but like, she also said that he was living in a hotel.
Right, right.
So she alluded to it for sure.
She did allude. She most definitely, because she said that they were apart for a while. But
was it her cheating or his cheating?
Now that's not clear.
That's not clear.
And I mean, and all we know is that everybody watching Due North, watching that season finale of Due North,
right?
And that's when Tiffany. Nobody knew where Tiffany was because Tiffany said she was with the girls and we see the girls.
Oh, yes. And she's not. Yes. You know
what? See, that's there. Where I had speculations that she was cheating.
That's right. Or something.
Yes.
Or something, because Tiffany was supposed to be at the watch party.
With them.
And we see Chad. He at Lawrence's house watching, you know, Due North. And you know that, not Chad. What's his name?
Derek.
Birthday boy. So, you know, you just get this thought that maybe, is she the one that was cheating? Because they never really, they never give you clarity on what happened.
Right. And that was something that was interesting to me that I failed to bring up, but they come back toward the end of this season and she's pregnant. So that's very interesting.
Woo!
Yeah, because I don't know who the baby daddy is.
Exactly. Because they want us to think that it is Derek, but even Derek had alluded to Tiffany, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you remember they had, I don't know if it was this season or if it was season one, but he was like, yeah, Tiffany had this guy at work, Fred, mm-hmm. you know, Fred is not, you know, he ain't there no more.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that is accurate. And in this episode, we get a chance to see, you know, Issa in Hella, we're in Hella perspective. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see another one of my favorite things, where they show them in their full relationship. Like, what would have happened if everything worked out? And it's this beautiful montage.
Oh, yes. Like, that brought tears to my eyes.
That made me cry.
Made you cry?
Because I really wanted them to work deep down.
Yes.
And I really felt like that was something that they could have done had they communicated better.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of their relationship and how it ended was just lack of understanding of perspectives. Mm-hmm. And had they maybe tried to work it out instead of being so closed off about it and then just erupting, then maybe they could have had that. So I was like very like regretful.
Yeah,
it definitely had a little bit of tugging on your heartstrings. But from my perspective, it just was, I was just sad for what could have been. Because it was beautiful. Like,
it was, yeah.
Oh, just that black love. It was just like, oh.
I was pissed when it wasn't real. I'm about to stop watching this. How you gonna fake me out like that?
Right, you get a fake out. I guess the takeaway from this also is Lawrence and Aparna, they kind of part ways. Did that already, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to kind of see Aparna's paranoia that kind of leads them down that road where she's like, wait a minute, you still talking to your girl? You know, her insecurity, since the title of the show is Insecure, you know, you get an opportunity to see Aparna being insecure. And honestly, she had no reason to be.
Right, but he didn't have a reason to be insecure either, even though that she used to mess around with a coworker. What was his name? Calvin or something like that?
Right, right.
Yeah, he blew that up.
But that's his insecurity, you know? Right. Yeah. And how does this episode end? Go ahead.
I think it kind of just reflected the fact that Issa cheated on him.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's still raw. He's still raw about it. He's like, oh, at any time, my partner could cheat on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So what was your final thoughts about this season?
Oh, don't forget, Molly is interviewing for other law firms.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's something we kind of glossed over, is that the whole season, Molly's goal was to either get a pay raise or to get a pay raise because she found out that a white male coworker that had the same number of years of experience was making more money than her. Mm-hmm. And which was foreshadowed in season one, a nice little Easter egg they gave us. And you get an opportunity to see her trying to earn more money. There's even a scene where she's looking on a computer at an article about by Serena Williams, an article where Serena is talking about the pay disparity in African-American women. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I was like, that's, you know, that's, they just drop little droppers of information in there. And do you think Molly should have left the firm or do you think she should have stayed? They gave her a plaque.
She ain't want no plaque, though. I don't want no plaque. You got this man making almost $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she making much less than that.
Right.
No, honestly, she should have just been up front. My whole thing, she should have just said her piece up front. You know, I know X, Y, and Z. What was his name? I don't even remember his name.
Well, I stared at that check stub. He made $122,000 a year. I was like, and it was the gross. It was the gross. So I said to myself, and then it was $700 for that check. I said, what month are they in? Because I'm like, how far? I mean, if I did the math, I probably could figure it out. I'm like, what month are they in? Because she has her finger over the date. Because I was like, is that how? Where are they at in the year? Are they only halfway through the year? Because if that's the case, he making a quarter million a year. I was like, geez. Right. So that was, yeah. She was like, oh, we got a bonus.
And they say that he don't do as much. She should have just been upfront and said, so-and-so make X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I work hard. Go in there with your facts. Go in there with your rebuttals ready because so you can fight for yourself to get a raise. Don't go out here and say, don't tell them you're looking for new jobs because they're going to say, all right, fine.
Right, go get a new job.
Exactly. And they offered her a plaque. It's like he said, closed mouths don't get fed.
And I mean, this is the guy you were talking about yesterday, the guy that she hooked up with, the comedian. What's his name, Laurel?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, once again, insecure, giving you awkward, gross sex scenes. I was like, make it stop. I hated it.
At the same time, this was a guy that valued her, that
knew
what she was capable of, was pretty much on her same level, education-wise, employment, career-wise, knowledge-wise, but she still felt that he wasn't, that wasn't her. He exactly.
Yeah. Oh, nice takeaway.
But even going back to her Molly's situation with her job.
Okay.
I can really relate to her in some degree. Like, you at a facility, you're doing the work. You sometimes you want to be recognized instead of telling them what you're doing. It's like you're doing all this hard work, and they know it because your name is all over it.
Okay.
Sometimes you just want to be appreciated or recognized for your work instead of always being the one to say, hey, I'm doing this. Why aren't you saying anything? You know what I mean? Why aren't you doing anything for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was her stance in that. Like, recognize me for my work and then award me for it.
Yeah. And I get that. And that's what she wanted, but they were not on the same page. They just really weren't. Yeah.
But the company that she was looking at was.
Right. Right. And it ended up being an Afrocentric firm. Say it again?
Yeah.
The grass is not always greener.
That's
a fact. And we're about to find that out season 3. So what's your takeaway from season 2 of Insecure? Was it a hella good season? What are your thoughts?
I thought it was good.
All right.
Yeah, I liked it.
It had a lot of points to take in, a lot of changes, life changes.
A lot of life changes.
Yes.
Yeah. And even though go ahead, babe.
No, I was going to say, and just like Kelly would say, growth in some areas, not all.
Growth. Yes. Yes. All right. So tomorrow
there was a lot of people getting out of their comfort zones.
Okay. Stepping into something that might make them feel insecure. So that's definitely something to look at. And I'm very excited. We're going to wrap this series up tomorrow. Season 3 of Insecure tomorrow. We'll talk about that. And thank you guys for joining us and tuning in.
Thank you. This was